Hey there, awesome life group leaders. Nathan Shireman here, one of your campus life pastors serving at the Lewis Center campus. This LeaderCast is going to be all about legacy, specifically the legacy of a life group leader. Now, I've been reading about Moses lately, and in Deuteronomy it says this, "And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt." And it also states, "Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded Moses." Man, what an amazing guy Moses was, to be strong right up to his dying day because he was so in tune with what the Lord was doing and who the Lord was, and so connected to the Lord's power. He got to lead a nation even beyond his death and his successor, Joshua, because of his influence and legacy that God provided him. He's truly a man of God. And I tell you what, after reading this passage of scripture, it really got me thinking about our life group leaders and personally thinking about my own leadership. Do you know that as life group leaders, we have a unique role in our church? And I'm sure you'd say yes, you realize this, but have you really stopped to ponder the kind of influence you have in people's lives? It's really quite humbling to think about, and as you probably know, I lead a lot of our Launch Pathway classes, so I get the opportunity to interact with a ton of new people. And as I talk to these people and get to know these folks, many have shared their story with me about how they've arrived to LifePoint, and they've remarked at how influential a former small group leader was in their lives at their church or their camp or their school, and how much they miss that leadership. And they're always excited to hear about our life groups because they're longing to have someone invest in them again. Now, do you know that I hear the exact same thing about all of you from our current members and regular attenders? I can't have a week go by without someone telling me how much their life group means to them, or how their leader is really pushing them to grow, or how they've really found a discussion interesting that took place in life group, and how that discussion has spurred them on to really think about certain aspects of their life. I mean, every week, someone is talking about your leadership as a life group leader. Now, they may not tell you face to face, but they are benefiting from being part of your group. So that means you're making an impact, a really big impact. And we may not be leading nations like Moses, but as life group leaders, we are leading people who God has provided us to lead. So that's a huge responsibility, and we want to do it well to the best of our ability. That's why it's always good to remember these two things. First, our words, our actions, and our attitudes affect those around us. We've got to be aware of this. Our platform we've been given is given by the Lord, and we should do our absolute best to reflect Jesus in all that we do. And secondly, remember that we have an incredible opportunity to lead people deeper into relationship with Jesus. We're not just figuring out the logistics of life group and getting our group together time and time again for the sake of meeting, right? No, we're leading people to open their Bibles, and we're leading people to think about their lives in relation to the Bible and what we read in the Bible. We're helping people connect with the God of the universe each week. Now, how amazing is that thought? It puts a whole different spin on life group when we think of it that way. Moses did just this. He always pointed Israel to the God of the universe, over and over and over. And he had an incredible legacy because of that. Now, will others say the same thing about us when we die? Will they say, "Now there's a person who always pointed me to Jesus"? I sure hope so. Until next time, keep face to face with God in prayer and scripture, and lead through Jesus' power.